So let's go Yerevi. Okay, so basically the question here now we're doing is Rosh Hashem or Kosev. So Rav Yossi says that you're only chayev. He adds in this thing that says not Kosev but Rosh Hashem. I mean, it's not clear what he's saying. So Rashi says it means Rav Yossi is saying that the Mishkan he's saying the Mishkan basically did Rosh Hashem. They Rosh Hashem on the pillars. Okay, and the question is, what does this mean? What's this point? Okay, fine, very nice. The Mishkan, they Rosh Hashem on the pillars, but how does that affect things halachically? So that's what they did. So well, who cares that they call it Rosh Hashem, Kosev, what's the difference? So according to Rashi says it means he's trying to teach you that you don't really need letters, because the Tanakh Hama says you need Kosev, means two letters, Shteosios. He's saying, no, so this is just a Rosh Hashem, which is like a simen, sort of demarcation. So you don't need letters. It's enough just to have two symbols, whatever symbols, L'semen, doesn't matter. Stay Siman Ba'alma. So stay whatever. So I feel what he says. But two things, which are just L'semen. I need two marks. Shtei Rishim Ba'alma L'semen. So that's one Nafkamina, according to Rashi. Another Nafkamina, which is open in the Gemara, is if you do lefty. So if it's Kosev, then you need to do righty. It's Roshim, which is marking, so marking is very easy. It's not a very formal, exact type of a thing. You make marks. So righty-lefty doesn't make a difference. You can do it with either hand equally well. So then that's another nafkamina. Okay, so before we wanted to take a Rashi, to understand as far as Rashi, about whether it's enough if you need actual letters, you need the simonim, we said, let's look at the Rambam. So the Rambam, Perish Roshanayah, says that he learns not different nafkamina. It's a good question, does the Rambam hold by Rashi's nafkamina? Because, I mean, he says, what's the nafkamina of saying it's Rosh Hashem or Kosev? I mean, why don't you say open Rashi's? So, well, you're chayav for a letter, you know, for marks. Now, you could learn the Ramhol's, no, you're not chayav for marks. Even according to Rav Yossi, you need letters. Could say that. I mean, I'm not sure, but, I mean, it's true. They're saying there's none left. I mean, it's already lefty, but Ram doesn't say that. But, I mean, he did already say it. You know? He did already mention that earlier. And then what's the difference? I mean, whether it's considered two letters, whether two letters are considered. I mean, he's just saying is what's in this case, because Rav Yossi is saying is two letters. He's saying two letters, true. I guess that's what he's saying. So the Tanakh Hama is two letters. Rav Yossi is saying is two letters, that's only Roshim, that's not Kosev. So that's what he's talking about, two letters. If you write two letters, righty, whatever, it's not Kosev, it's Roshim. So the Rambam says, who cares? Call it what you want. What's the Nafkamina? Who cares? Can't say the nafkamina is if you write two squares or two triangles. He's talking about two letters. That's the plain pshat and Rav Yossi. That's what he's saying. Two letters. Not talking about squares. Okay, so the Rambam's learning. It must be there's a nafkamina in two letters themselves. This is what's the difference. Call it what you want. She says the difference is if you write a word, let's say, if you write something, and then you write two letters in addition to that. So if you hold by roshem, so now you chayv two malachos. Kosev is one, the first word was Kosev, the second malacha is Roshem, the two letters which you wrote. But if you hold it really there's no such thing as Roshem, all there is Kosev, so then it's only one malacha. You're only violating the malacha of Kosev in a bigger manner or whatever, but it's only one chatos, because only one malacha. There's Av Yechai for each Av malacha. So according to the Ram, there are actually two Av malachas according to Rav, Kosev and Roshem. Kosev is where you write, like I guess, a word, or more than two letters. And Roshim is where you write two letters. Okay, two letters. Perhaps you could argue only when the two letters are in a word. That we're not sure about. But two letters is Roshim. More than two letters is Kosev. Okay, where it's more than two letters is going to be Kosev. That's the Rav Yossi. And Tanakh Hama says, no, what do you mean? Two letters, that's Kosev. Two letters could also be Kosev. And that's the way we hold. We hold two letters is Kosev. You don't need Roshim. Right, we don't have Roshim. So it's a funny machlokas. First of all, there's a twofold machlokas within the Rambam. One question is, are two letters Kosev? Within Kosev itself, according to the Tanakh Hama, two letters is Kosev. You don't need Roshim. Two letters is Kosev. According to Rav Yossi, two letters cannot be Kosev. It's only two letters. And Kosev has to be more than that. And the only way you could be chayiv two letters is not through Kosev, according to Rav Yossi. It's only through adding in a new malacha called Roshim. So that's one thing that has to be understood. Is what's the machlokas whether two letters is enough for Kosev? And then, the question is, what are these two malachas? How do you have two malachas in writing? What are these two things? What are the two malachas? And why is the shear of Roshim lesser too? And what's the whole sense of this all?
So this is all Rama.
We'll get back to Rashi afterwards. But let's just, because I feel like the Rambam really, through showing that, saying that it's two malachas, he brings out the distinction between Kosev and Roshim. Saying that they're literally two av malachas, so it's not just like if you have Rashi, you can say it's like a technical detail comes in Rosh Hashanah. How do you have to write letters? Do you have to write what?
That's why you're starting.
That's why I'm starting with it.
But even if you have the Rambam Svara, I mean,
maybe Rosh is different. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. I don't know. What I'm saying is, like, you know, it's like part of the thing. At first, you see Kosi Roshim, you don't even know what to, you know, you don't know what they, you know, what to do with them. So I feel like the Rambam, you definitely have a, you know, you can, it's a bigger, it's sometimes easier to define things which are further apart, you know, bigger. But you come back and see maybe Rashi goes as far as the Rambam, maybe it's different, you know, have to compare and contrast. Alrighty, so forget Rashi for the time being. Let's talk about the Rambam. And I guess you take up either of the problems. Either the question is, what's the difference between Kosev and Roshim, or what's the machlokas about whether Kosev needs three or two is enough. Okay, so they're saying the Karban Asanel and the Ben Aryeh say that that the Rambam means, because the question is, why is it the first two are Kosev, the first ones, the first writing is Kosev and the second one is Roshim? I mean, who's to say? So they want to say that it's not two and two. We're learning is it's a word and then two. Right? They're saying is no, it's really two and two, but it's two on a, like on, I guess on paper and then two on Krashen. Or something like that. So two on paper is Ksiva and two on Krashim is Roshim. Yeah. But we're saying is he doesn't say Shteyosios. The first one he says you write is a Davar, which might mean like a word. And then the other two are talking about where you write two letters. Okay, it's interesting. I don't know how they get it. I mean, I think they're bothered by the difficulty in the Rambam, and therefore they're saying that's what he means, which is nice. It's commendable, but you could say that. I think the Mechas Chinuch, if I remember correctly, he gives up. He says, hey, look at the Rambam, it's nice, but I think he said he couldn't figure out what he's talking.
What's the
about.
Difficulty? I don't understand.
The difficulty is that what's the deal? Why is it you write two letters, two? If you write something and then you write another two letters, you chai for two, for Kosev and for Roshim. I mean, which one's Kosev, which one's Roshim? Like, how do you make up these?
Didn't he give the definition that Roshim was two?
And that's the way we were reading it. But I mean, that's the way we're reading it. It sounds this way, but what's the sense? I mean, I have to explain that. But yeah, I mean, I think that's the simplest way to read it.
So then, does that answer the question?
If you have a svara for it.
Okay, fine. I'm just factually like.
Yeah, I guess if you like this, you think there's a svara. If you think there's a svara there. So let's talk about the Roshim Kosev issue. Okay, Roshim Kosev. So I think you guys are good. I think you're saying, maybe you just have to clinch it. But I guess here's the step I think you should take is that if it's two malachos, so malacha is the category of productivity. So if there are two malachos, it has to be two products, so to speak. Two kinds of productivity which come about through writing, through using ink on paper or on whatever. There's just two classes of productivity which that action of writing a letter or whatever could be used for. Two productivities. So what are the two productivities? So Kosev is, of course, what's the product? Let's look at it like that. What's the product? So in Kosev, the product is the osios. Okay? The osios. The teva, the osios, whatever it is. But the product, the ksav itself is the product. Okay? That's the product. Ksav. See, in Roshem, what the product is, what you're doing is, let's say in the beams, in the pillars, you're doing is you're giving the pillar a quality. You're numbering the beam. The product isn't the ksav. There's no value to that ksav. Like, the value of ksav, what does it mean, ksav? Ksav means is there's a word there. And I want to convey a word to a person or a sentence to a person, so the value isn't the ksav. What it's on paper is irrelevant. The point is, what I want to have, I want to create a sentence that says whatever, how are you doing? So I want to create that sentence. So that's the entity. The entity is, how are you doing? That's the entity. Now, it happens to find itself on paper. But when I'm writing Yud Aleph, there's no entity of Yud Aleph. What's Yud Aleph? Yud Aleph doesn't mean anything. But the idea is the product is that I've given the beam a number. I've identified, I've branded the beam. Like when you brand an animal, you're not trying to write your name. Your name is, you know, the idea is you want to label, you're labeling. That's a Roshem. You're marking a chafta. And it's the product, just like, for instance, like Tzoveya. What's the product in Tzoveya? Tzoveya is you're giving a garment a property of color. That's Tzoveya, that's the type of malacha. Malacha doesn't have to be you're creating a new entity, it could be giving a chafta a product, a property. So here you're giving the chafta a property of simen. Okay, maybe a number, a name, or whatever it is, a mark. As you're qualifying the entity as being mesuman, okay, as having a simon on it. That's the productivity. Okay? So when it comes to the productivity of creating ksav, so now the question is, well, what's ksav? Ksav, for instance, let's talk in Rashi. I know I went to the Rambam, but just I think the idea is clear there. It's like a ksav, if you really make a triangle, that's not a ksav, that's not an entity. Like I made a triangle, what kind of entity is a triangle? You have to give a word or letters. I mean, letters are, so to speak, sophisticated entities. They contain sounds. They're not just marks. So if you want to say you have a cheftza, the product is like an entity of ksav, so you could say you really need letters. Or you could argue you need a lot of letters, more letters. Let's say three. We'll get to why three. But you know, it's higher requirements because that is the very entity. That is the entity. But that is the product. But if you're saying, if you're doing Roshem, the product is, it's not the ksav itself, it's not like you're creating a triangle, but you're giving the pillar an it's an identified pillar. It's not just a pillar, it's an identified pillar. Also, it's identified by a triangle, identified by, I don't care what it's, identified by whatever. It's a property of an identification of the thing.
Like a stamp.
Like a stamp, exactly. You're giving it a stamp. That's the product. So it doesn't have to be a sophisticated, if I read the thing, I think of ideas or whatever. It's not, whatever will function to give it a property. So then you could argue your requirements go down. Requirements don't have to be as sophisticated because you don't need an entity per se, you just need that which will be able to make an identification on the entity. Identify that. That's why, for instance, like ksav, like that's why it could be even like let's say the righty-lefty thing. So especially according to the Rambam, that we're talking about righty-lefty, by writing letters, Yud Aleph, for instance, so what's the difference righty-lefty, right? I think we asked that. What's the difference righty-lefty? Because either way, you're writing the same Yud Aleph, but it says there's a difference. If you're trying to write something, which you want people to read, it's like a text or something, so you have to write neatly, because it's meant to be like read, like a person to see it and reading, especially like you imagine, like you see it clearly, like you're writing a book or something. If a person has to read your handwriting, they have to make sure it's neat.
For ksiva,
for the ksav, right? The ksav is a certain type of an entity, which is neatness is a property in the thing. But if you're just trying to give the thing a simon, so it means you don't know, like it's like your box. Like I don't know if I could relate this experientially. Like if you have boxes, if you're packing boxes and you're putting them up in an attic or something, so you want to write on them what's in them, or you want to write some sort of mark. You write upside down, you write backward, lefty, righty. You're not trying to create a chetz of ksav. You're just trying to like identify the box or whatever will work to identification. You're not involved in penmanship. Isn't a factor in you're not trying to create a ksav. You're just trying to be able to identify, to demarcate the things. You'll be able to tell what it is. But ksav is a certain type of neatness or penmanship is a phenomenon. So ksav is with your right hand. But in the roshem, it's a mark. It doesn't really matter. Because you're just trying to mark up the thing. It's not, ksiva is a unique phenomenon where it's a phenomenon of penmanship. Yeah, so let's see. Any questions? I'm not talking about two or three. I'm trying to show there are two different functions, or two different products which are involved in writing. Product of a ksav, and a product of a property in the chafza of being marked or branded. I like branding. It's like a roshan, like animals. You brand an animal, a roshan. That's what a mark is. You're demarcating the object. It's not a ksav. Closer you create, the chafza is the ksav itself. Chafza is the ksav itself. And that's, I'm explaining, I guess, the question about whether triangles or whatever, simanim will work. Okay, simanim would work for roshan. They won't work for ksav, because ksav has to be like a chafza chashuva. So what's triangle? But here, the chavtza is a chashuva. The chavtza is the beam, the demarcated beam. So the chashuva is that the beam is demarcated. It's not the chashuva doesn't have to come from the triangle. It's to be from the property in the beam. Let me ask a question. Let's say you say it's roshem, right? Let's say this idea of roshem.
Okay.
This idea of roshem, right? That it's demarcating the object. So let me ask you a question. How could you have a din of two osios? What sense does that make? Two osios. I mean, the demarcation. I mean, why two triangles? I mean, what's why do you need two? Say demarcation. What's the difference? One or two, the same thing. There's the shear is two. If you don't do two rishimos, you're not chayiv. You need two rishimos. For instance, if you wrote on a pillar test, you'd be chayiv. If you wrote your aleph, you'd be chayiv. According to Rashi, that they did this. It's not talking about. He's a Rashi says rishimos. It doesn't seem like Rashi did numbers, but it seems like he has any mark. So what mark? How are marks going to help you? To order the things. Like in the wrong, you're not going to know how to order them, but the marks, it must be you have a triangle here, a triangle there. So you know the triangle matches up with the triangle. So then you could say that you need two of them. Because the way it functions to in combination with the second one. So one of the one alone is like a partial Roshima. I mean, one alone, and it's the nature of the thing only is the qualification of triangle Karash is only significant if there are two of them. Otherwise, it's an irrelevant property. What kind of property is property triangle? What does that mean? It doesn't even mean anything. The property is that it matches with the other triangle. So therefore, you have to have two of them to create the semen, to create the Roshim. That's what gives the Roshim a reality. So that's the Shir, according to Rashi. But the Rambam doesn't hold that. The Rambam holds that you actually write numbers. So it's number 7. So number 7 means it goes after 6 and before 8. So why do you need two of them? Well, 7 should be perfect. Why do you need a Shir of 2? According to Rashi, let's say you did do this. Let's say you actually use numbers. Then would you need 2? Let's say you actually had a different simon system, and your simon was 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. Then would 1 be enough? Could be the Shir is Nikva of 2. It's the Shir is Nikva based on what it did in the Mishkan, and the Shir there is 2, and therefore it's the Kavua is 2. You know, I mean, the Shir, that has to be a Shir, you know. The Shir could be how it was used. Now, you want to do a simon some other capacity, that's the Shir is Nikva is 2. But according to the Rambam, why should the Shir be Nikva is 2? Because they did it. That's the problem. The Rambam reads. I mean, it sounds like he's trying to address it somehow, but he just doesn't. He says they did. 1, 2, you know. It's funny. He gives the whole story. This is also funny. He says they had 20 Krushim in the Tzafon and 20 Krushim in the Dharam and 8 of them in the Mairov. And the way they counted, all the way up until 20. So they wrote 1 through 20, and then it turns out you had 11 on the whatever, and the, right, which is 2 Osos. I mean, let's give me a whole story here, you know? And why is that? Okay, so if there were 90, if there were 20 and 20 and 20, why is that? Who cares how many there were? You know? Let me elaborate on what David's saying. I think he's saying good. Is that, like, let's assume I'm using numbers to be my simon, right? Now, let's assume I have 12 objects. So how am I going to... Let's say I have 20 pillars. See, if I have 8 objects, then basically my simanim are going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. But if I have 20 objects, then what am I going to have to do? I'm going to have to start using two-digit numbers. Right? In other words, my simanim could only be one digit if you have less than if you have less than 10. Right? Once you have more than 10 objects, so then your simanim are going to have to be two digits, unless you're going to invent a whole system of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, A, B, C, D, F, G, H, you know, whatever. But that's not the way they do it. A good simon to use is numbers. And in numbers, as a simonim, oftentimes a simon, I mean, they're levels. I mean, oftentimes a simon is where you want to have these simonim on a large grouping of entities. For instance, in the Mishkan, they did. They had a grouping of entities of 20. This is how many they had. They had 20 here, 20 here, 8 here. Now, if you're making simonim on something that has 20, you have to invoke simon, it's a better simon. So the two-digit simon is a better simon, because it lends itself to more differentiation. You could differentiate when you have a two-digit simonim. You could differentiate between 99 different items. If you only have one-digit simonim, you can only differentiate between 9 different items. So it's a two-digit simon is a better simon, because the idea of a simon is it's something which allows you to differentiate between this and everything else. So again, if you have a one-digit simon, so then you're limited to the amount of characters you have. If you have a two-digit simon, then you're limited to that amount of characters squared. Or 100. Right? If you have 3-digit simon, it's going to be even better simon. If you have 4-digit simon, it's going to be even better simon. If you have serial numbers on a credit card, it's a 16-digit simon. So the question is, what's the quantity at which, how good does the simon have to be? So saying Mishkan is Koveya, the degree of the simon. So the simon, the degree is a simon of 2 digits. Now it's true, within 2-digit simonim, you sometimes only do 1-digit ones, but that's just because you don't have to write 0 chas, you just write chas. But in other words, the count of the Mishkan made use of, in other words, it's a 2-digit simon, and 8 chas is really 0-8, you just don't have to write the 0, but it's a 2-digit, it's a 2-digit simon system. And therefore, that's the specificity, or the type of the how good the simon has to be, is Nikva based on Mishkan, which is 2. So that's why he's telling you the story. He wants to tell you the story because he wants to show you that's what he is in the Mishkan. Because if in the Mishkan, theoretically, they had a 200, 100-something pillars, and then they had a 3-digit system, then it could be the Shir would have been Nikva 3. He's showing you why in Roshim, because he's bothered by a problem. If it's Roshim, then really it should just be 1. So he's showing you there's better Roshimos. The more items you have, it's a better Roshim. The Roshim they had in the Mishkan was 2 digits, and therefore, this is the Shir of the Roshim in each day Roshimos. So he's showing you why 2 is going to be the Shir when it comes to Roshim. Now, Kosev we have to get to. Why Kosev? Still, why is Kosev 2 or 3? But I'm saying within Roshim, he's showing you why you have to, why it's 2. So that's what I think what Gary was saying, is that the way the Kamar Sanal and whatever. Yeah, Ben Aryeh want to learn the Rambam. They say if you write two on paper and then two on letter, so the two on paper you're creating into Ksav, because paper is how you create Ksav. When you write the two on the pillars, now you're trying to define the pillars. You're not trying to define the paper. You're trying to define the pillars. So that's what he says, is when you chayev, that's how you chayev both, Chol Kosev and Oshin. It's Kosev is on paper, or normal writing, you're creating into Ksav. But on pillars, you're not trying to create into Ksav. You're on pillars. That's why he says specifically on pillars. Pillars, that's what you're doing. You're not creating as a Ksav, you're creating, you're defining pillars. So that's the way they're learning. I mean, I just don't see that in the Rambam, but it's probably, it could be true. But they're going to say that it's the way you determine what you're doing is based upon the context itself. Whether it's Kosev or Roshim is going to be dependent on context, according to that. Are you writing on pillars? Are you trying to demark something? Or are you trying to write a great Ksav? It would seem the way we're learning the Rambam is it's objectively Nikva, based upon the size of the thing. If you're writing two letters, that's Rioshi's point. Two letters can't be Kosev. It can only be Roshi. And if it's more than two letters, then it's going to be Kosev. Which, again, we still have to explain. We have to explain that still. But it just seems to be the simple reading of the Rambam is that's what it's dependent upon, is the size. So just as a quick idea, I don't like it, but it's what I have. But throw it out, so maybe we can make it better tomorrow, or maybe we'll have to, or next time, I will say. But I'm thinking like this, is that the question in Kosev is what's the shear? What's the shear of Kosev? Because again, Kosev is where you're conveying ideas. And the question is, what's the shear of a conveyance, right? So one, we said, isn't chashuv. One is a conveyance, one lacks, right? Or just in general, one is not chashuv. So now the question is, so what's the shear? What's the shear? How much is the chashiva? So the question is, normally, in general, like in other malachos, the shear is two. Okay, like you see, when you have a, you need a shear like that, the shear is two. Notice there's more than just one. Okay, sometimes it's the minimum quantity. So that's what the Tanakhama argued. A kosev is, once you have two, it's not just an isolated conveyor, but it's you have a shear, you have a quantity. So you have quantity once you have two. But it could be that's the Tanakhama. That's why two. Two is the minimum quantity. And the shear is a quantitative shear. But it could be Rabbi Yossi holds that the shear for a kosev should be a qualitative shear. And it should be a qualitative shear. And the qualitative shear, and this is the part which you could like or not like, was that he holds that it's based on a word. A quantity which reflects a word. So is that since, like, let's say in Sharash in general, I'm saying, here's my thing, which you could chapter or not. I'm saying is, in general, the words are three letters. And two letters could be a word. But the quantity of three reflects a word. Okay, the quantity of three reflects a word, and therefore the shear is nikva to reflect the quality of a word. Because the shear and which shear involved in kosev isn't just the quantity, the minimum quantity, but is more than just the minimum quantity. It's a shear which points to the idea of a word, which is the objective of what your conveyance is to build up to. So the shear, when you have a shear of three, that's kosev has to somehow point to the phenomenon of a word. And two is just the minimum of quantity of the thing. Three is where three is already in the ballpark of words. Okay, it could say it's just more than the quantity. You don't want to just have quantity. You want to show there's a new quality here. Something like that. I mean, so yeah, you have to work on it better. Yeah, maybe make it tighter. But that's what he'll say. Kosev, the shear is nikva based on reflecting the idea of a word, which is three. And therefore he holds that it can't be kosev if it's only two. He says kosev can't be just be two letters. Just the minimum quantity of letters, he holds, that can't be kosev. So what are you chayav for two? He says, oh, that two must be roshim. Two must be another malacha. But Tanakhama holds that the shear of kosev is based on the quantity. So therefore two is kosev, so there's no reason to pass another malacha. Like it could be that they knew, it could be, I'm just conjecturing here, but it could be that in the Mesorah it was known that two letters, Yechayev on Shabbos writing two letters. That was just a fact. Everyone knew that. The question is, what is that? How do you just explain that? So according to the Tanakhama, it's simple. It's Kosev. Kosev, that's the right shear for Kosev. But it could be Rabbi Yossi held that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that the shear of Kosev is two, because it doesn't reflect the word. Or forever Svara, but he held that it doesn't make sense that the shear of Kosev is two. Kosev can't be unless there are three. So now but you're chayav for two. It's a Mesorah, you're chayav for two. So how do you explain that? So he says, oh, it must be. There's another malacha called Roshim. You know, and then you work that out. So it could be that's how the machlokas, you know, emerges. But there's two, you know, because there's two machlokas. I mean, Tanakhama just don't hold by Roshim. It's a funny question, machlokas. I mean, is there another, is there 40 malachas or 39 malachas? How that, you know, so I'm trying to conjecture how the machlokas come about. Is the real machlokas is whether Kosev is three or two. If you hold that Kosev has to be three, it's the Mesorah knows that two is a malacha. So then he's going to say, it must be there's another Av. And that other Av is Roshem, and Roshem is two. But if you hold Misvara that two is Kosev, that's enough for Kosev, which is, you have to, that's a Svara, so then there's no reason to posit Roshem. Where do you get this Roshem from? You know? And I in the Mishkan, the Krashim, he just learned it's Kosev. They were doing Kosev. Something like that. Maybe you could try to get it sharper, maybe. That sharper, and then I guess you could try to consider Rashi. I mean, what's the difference maybe between Rashi and Rambam? I mean, it doesn't seem like Rashi is learning the two different halachas. It doesn't seem that way. Right? It doesn't say anywhere like that, you know? It sounds like it's... You could argue that it's not Kosev, it's just Roshim. According to Rashi, I guess the simplest way to learn is, what's that? Is it Kosev or is it Roshim? If it's Kosev, then you need letters. If it's Roshim, then you don't need letters.
Doesn't he say Roshim is the
Torah? Does he say that? No, I thought that at first. I don't think he says that. I thought he said that, but I can't find that. He just says that it's Roshim. That's what he says. I don't think he says that. I'd like to see if he says the Torah, because I was wondering about it.